There we are. We're back. Grizz, please introduce because I'm too angry, bro.
Well, I was going to introduce, but it's a bit of a mixed bag tonight, man. Like the moods and the attitudes, man. And my Wi-Fi is a bit of a mixed bag as well. So I think we should do a joint hosting job. What do you think? What do you say? Yeah,
we can do
the Haz again, people. I'll do the Haz again.
Like a poor man's Anton Deck.
Am I the only one who can't see Grizz?
Yeah, I can't see Grizz either.
I can't see this man either. He's just a black screen.
What, can you hear me though?
We can hear you perfectly.
But that's good enough, man. You know what I mean? Life's different. You don't need to see me, man. You just need to hear me.
That's good enough, man.
But that's what I'm saying, isn't it, Matisse? I think you should host, man. Like,
guys, welcome back to the Big Six. Welcome back to the channel. Head is so hot. So Hugh, welcome. How are you, sir? How are you?
What is this? I'm good, man. I'm still a champion. Life's good. How are you?
No comment. Babs. How are you doing, brother? Welcome back to the show.
I'm happy to be here. So, yeah, I'm gassed, man.
Tobes, talk to me. How you doing, brother? You good?
No, not really, but yeah, I'm here.
You don't get to be depressed today. That's my job, okay? You've had a whole...
I'm not depressed. I'm just telling you, I'm not good. I don't know what to say. I'm just not good. Yeah.
What, at football?
Yeah, really, you're right. At football. Yeah.
At recruiting managers.
All the excitement of Ange Postecoglou getting to him.
Take your pick.
He cut off.
This guy's internet is all over the shop, man. Let's.
Community man's internet is all over the shop. I'm going to take over. So, guys.
I'm going to co-host as well.
Yeah, we're gonna take this from the top, okay? And I'm gonna swap with Grizz because he is out of action today, and I'm not gonna force him. Did anybody here watch the Man United Chelsea game? Big up to everybody in the chat.
Yes, I did. You are flipping cheeks. You are rubbish. You are awful. You're a disgrace. You're an abomination of a side. You're the worst top side I've seen in Premier League history. You are an absolute shambles.
I think there's a case for that.
It's not a case anymore.
You are an absolute disgrace. Your defense, horrific. Your finishing, horrific. Your midfield can't keep the ball. Today, that first half, I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was a bad... Man United were not good. Man United were not good in that first half, and they were 2-0 up. And then in the second half, it felt like every single time they had the ball, they could score. And to be honest, there was that vibe in the first half as well. You guys are awful. You're absolutely awful. You're so bad. Like, you are an awful, awful side as a unit. I think individually you've got good players, but as a unit, you are absolutely terrible.
Tobes, can I ask you, do you ever get this feeling at the bottom of your stomach when you watch your team? Like, because I'm feeling it right now. Like, you know, this little pain in the bottom of your stomach. Like, I just want to punch someone, bro. Like, you know when you were saying that they should punch each other in the change rooms after the match? No, you did advocate for violence from the top of the players.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, that was you. I remember you advocated for violence in the background.
If I advocated, that player deserved it, so yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you now, there has to be a punch-up in that change room. The way that they capitulated, the way they dropped off at the Old Trafford, at the Theatre of Dreams, to have that type of a nightmare is crazy.
Yeah, but like, who punches who? Who punches
bro,
who?
Everybody, yeah,
you want a Royal Rumble?
No one's got a right to punch anyone else more than anyone else. Do you get what I mean?
Bro, a Royal Rumble. Just throw everybody in there.
Just throw Todd everyone Bobby, in there. Throw yeah, strays.
Just, yeah, yeah, just throw, yeah. Everybody just, that's it. Just that's let it. Let the hands go, bro. Let the hands go. Anybody who gets injured, then call that out for the season. Training, we go with who's fit from the
but
fight.
Lads, who survives in that situation? Out of that Chelsea team and squad right now, who survives last man?
Thiago Silva, every time.
You reckon?
Yeah. He's a bad
man. The clock is still there.
He's not at the club right now. It's a fight tonight. The fight needs to be tonight.
No, he's a part of the fight. No.
Mudrick might be good. He's fast. He can run away.
Are we talking about who's getting punched up
this season?
Everybody should be punched up. We're just talking about
everyone who's Tobes, everyone who's repped Chelsea this season gets put in a ring and has it offs. Who survives? Who's the last man standing?
Thiago Silva.
Yeah, Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
Easy.
Pac-Man normally chats shit, but today that's a funny one. He goes, Havertz missing every punch without fail.
Facts. I've been onto this guy since the inception of the Big Six. I've been saying for 2 years, this guy is ass. I don't care about what he did in the Champions League final. This guy is cheeks. He's rubbish. His final ball is crap. His finishing is crap. He's so bad. One good game in 20. He's rubbish. And let me tell you what as well. Fofana, I really like Fofana. I actually think this guy's a good defender. But my goodness, he has been cooked to smithereens the last couple of weeks. Probably even, the last 2 months. I remember him away to Real Madrid as well, what Vinicius did to him. They turned him into falafel today, bro.
I think it's injuries, you know that.
Horrible, no, bro.
Grizz, horrible. That pass, bro, like, do you know what it is for Fofana? The last two games, he's played passes that don't make any sense. Like, he's just not on the same planet as us when he's making those passes. You can look leggy because of accumulation of injuries or whatever, but those passes are just basics, bro. And he's just giving it straight to the opposition. It's giving me corruption vibes. It's giving me corruption today. Today was giving me corruption because the way that we played in the second half was genuinely like, yo, someone's paying us off. Like, there must be some sort of money going through. Transfers are being made. I don't know what's going on because you cannot ball like that. You cannot kick ball like that and get paid. They should be docked wages. They should actually be docked.
I know we say, and we kind of came to the agreement that money does not translate to success. We know this. We've gone over the examples of that plenty of times and whatnot, but it still blows my mind that you can spend that much money and still not even achieve 50 points. I mean, what's the maximum you can get now? 46?
I don't even know anymore.
That is absolutely mind-blowing. And it goes beyond management. It goes right up to the very top of the club. And I know you've gone over this a million times, but I can't stress to you how mind-blowing it is, how wrong your ownership have got it since they arrived at the door of this football club. I get the whole, if you're a novice to football business and you're a novice to how the Premier League clubs run themselves and operate, but to get it so wrong in such an important position, it's just a complete embarrassment. And I don't think it's a simple case of, you know, one summer you throw a few players out, you get one or two in, and you're back challenging for top four. I'm putting it on the line now. Chelsea do not get top four next season. I don't care how much positivity or fixing up Pochettino does. It goes so much further beyond than just putting in a decent manager and a decent start of play. Your club right now, I hate to say it to you as an oil brother, it's a fucking mess. An absolute mess. I don't even know what more to say. I hadn't watched much of Chelsea until we played them on Sunday, just because I was at the game. But I wasn't watching them because I didn't give a shit, to be honest. But I didn't realise they were that bad. There's some proper excuses for footballers out there. That Conor Gallagher, when he played for Palace, he played against us twice. I think they got points off us twice last season, and he was integral to that team. He is a completely different person now at Chelsea Football Club. He looks like he's aged 10 years. Doesn't look the same energetic, technically good player that he was at Palace.
He was never technically good.
That's the problem. When he was at Palace and his game was based off not really getting involved in build up and pressing the opposition and being at the top end of the pitch to score, that's what he's good at. All right. But when he's playing in midfield or he's playing out wide and you need ball retention, you need ball progression, you need someone to create chances, you need someone to actually be clever on the ball, this is not him.
This makes Frank Lampard's tactical nous or lack of tactical nous. Exactly, I was going to say. It's already in the mud. This makes it a non-entity because I agree with everything you said. Gallagher has a few attributes that you can big him up for. None of them involve playing in a pivot alongside Enzo Fernandez, who's all about ball retention, who's all about playing wall passes with someone.
Well, it was Carney in there today. Carney was okay, no problem.
But I already told you a lot about that, brother. Can't say name Carney. He's going to be at Vitesse Arnhem next season or wherever. I already told you.
We don't do business with Vitesse anymore. Carney's like a good player.
He is a good player, but he chose the wrong club, Tobes. That's what I was trying to say. He's going to be shipped out to Vitesse or something. So, but the point being is, you know, Gallagher's attributes are not getting into the box, creating chances, short, incisive passes. He's just a glorified What's the other guy? Yeah, not Sokore M guy, man. What's the old school player? The whole one.
Jimmy Bullard.
He's a glorified Jimmy Bullard. Modern day Jimmy Bullard, man. In fact, Jimmy Bullard had Tekkers.
I think we saw at Crystal Palace, Conor Gallagher, he did offer something. He was on the ascend. I think his stocks were rising slightly. He was proving himself. But going to Chelsea in their current state and trying to fight for his place there, it was just the wrong move for him. It was the wrong place for him to go when he was still learning his trade, still developing, still trying to find his feet in the game. To be thrown into a club where it's such a mess, there's so much pressure, they're going this way, they're going that way, they're throwing money at this, they're throwing money at that. It was always going to stunt him. I do think there is somewhat of a player in there, but he made such a bad error trying to fight for his place at Chelsea. So I feel bad for the kid because he tore it up against us twice last season. But, so he can't remember that.
But the point he's is, not a bad is player. The point is that in a Palace team, where you don't control possession and you're not asked to work the ball in tight spaces and you're able to counter press, win it on the break with, you know, more space to run into because you're going up against a team that are dominating you and you have that freedom. You don't have to be as sharp in terms of your technical trapping a ball and being able to dribble past a player or being able to play a tight, you know, kind of Enzo Fernandez-esque pass. He just doesn't have that in his locker. You cannot be a team that wants to play with Enzo and then play with Gallagher. You pick a struggle. You're either going to play one way or you're going to play another way. We're trying to do both. This guy needs to be sold. I've had enough. I've genuinely had enough. Same with Kai. Needs to be sold. Like, these guys right now are taking liberties. I'm sorry. Like, they're just... Kai, yeah. I don't know.
Always going to take the liberties. Misses are all about...
That miss was crazy, bro. It's easy to hit the target.
What is actually wrong with Mudryk in front of goal? Like, why?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
It's like he can't strike a ball. I don't understand. Like, you were able to strike a ball.
Why maybe he's trying to sabotage. Maybe that's why he's there. Sabotage Chelsea. Plummet his value. Move to a bigger club.
Do you know what? I think there's something there. You know that.
No, there is. If Mikel Arteta wants him, there is something there.
No, it's not. No, I see it differently. I don't think he wanted to go to Chelsea. I've been telling people it's a mafia job. You know what I mean? He was threatened to go there. You must go there.
Yeah. Didn't you hear? Like, I think Chelsea.
You
paid,
must go there. Yeah, yeah.
They
you
paid
must
like
there.
The military or something as well. So you know.
Yeah, yeah. You must go there. He wanted to go to Arsenal. It's so blatant, man. But they said certain people said you must go there. That's it. He must go there. You must,
man. His first touch and his finishing, his close control has been absolutely shocking. And I like Mudryk. I actually like Mudryk, but his close control has actually been vomit worthy. It's like mine.
What do you like about your touches?
You lot know how bad I am. His close control is crazy, bro. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
What do I like about him? I think he's rapid. I think he's direct, and I think he can stretch a game of football, and I think he can roast you 1v1, man.
He's another one of those players that's a victim of how much of a mess Chelsea Football Club is, because there is no denying that in isolation, loads of these players, most of them are really, really good footballers. Players. If not all of them. I mean, I'm not going to claim to have watched a huge amount of the Ukrainian league. I don't know if any of you guys have, but I did watch him for Shakhtar before Christmas in the Champions League. He was in a group with Real Madrid.
He looked good, man.
Yeah, he did. He was in a group with Real Madrid, Leipzig, and Celtic, and he cooked. He was a bad man, and that's why he warranted the interest that he did from Arsenal and Chelsea. But similar to what I said about Gallagher, going to Chelsea in their current state, and I don't know, was he getting a fatter bag? Was it a mafia job, as Grizz says? But it was a mistake for him.
But I'm with you. You know what Huey said at the start? That I don't think it's some Chelsea fans. In fact, a lot of non-Chelsea fans, clubs, fans of other clubs, seem to think, you know what? They'll be back. It's just about spending more money, getting a few players out. They'll be back because they've been
backed. I think they will be back with the right manager.
They won't.
See, there you go. See, I think you're wrong. I do.
I don't think so.
Well, it depends on what we mean by back, right? Because we
what's back.
I don't know.
So you got more confidence than being off, back maybe. Than Liverpool. You got more confidence than them being back than Liverpool. Make that make sense.
No,
because when you talk about being back for Liverpool, you talk about title.
We're about
when
title.
Toby talks about Chelsea being back, he's not talking about title.
I'm not talking about title. I'm talking about being back and being back in contention to compete.
Fair.
You're not dead search for top four. I'm saying
that's not that. Let's be honest. That's not a hard crop to be a part of.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it is now.
I think there's more teams that can be a part of it because Newcastle. But
Arsenal were not part of it. Shouldn't have been part of it.
But there's more teams taking points off of others to make it like the points tally to get to it is not ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? Like Newcastle are going to take points off of Villa. Villa are going to take points off of United or whatever. It's going to be one of those ones where you can be a part of that conversation as long as you don't disgrace yourselves. But it is mad. I mean, I told you, Grizz, we don't have nothing for you, bro. Do you remember when you kept asking me, maybe you have something for us, bro?
Did you notice I messaged you since Monday?
You believe me now when I tell you that? No.
It's been about 3-4 days that I gave up on you, though.
Yeah? You know now it's done, yeah? Now, yeah, you don't have, yeah, we don't have nothing
for you. I know what you meant.
the super chat saying, Grizz, Wi-Fi is still stronger than his ITK skills. They're coming
for you. How many times have we told you not to read? Wait, hold on. Why are you laughing first and foremost? And secondly, how many times have we told you not to read? Why are you reading out the 199 super chats? You don't know the drill? Or you forgot the drill? What's going on? Like,
I have it on screen. I haven't read it yet.
You're so smart. You think you're so smart, innit? Because you had a fresh trim. You think you're so smart.
Me? I don't have a fresh trim. Nah, this is old.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay, you look
fresh. I'm waiting for New York. I'll freshen it up then.
Yeah, okay, cool.
No, but Babs, you said that you don't think we'll be back. What do you mean by that? You think we're going to finish mid-table? Or
I think you might be at the top off. Probably make the top seven, top eight. I mean, look, Chelsea are going to invest money in the summer, but I think the real problem here isn't the players or the manager, it's your board. So if Todd Bowley's still there, I still expect mistakes. I still expect stupidness. And until he changes that and you get a proper director of football and an actual board behind your manager, I can't expect for your club to compete anywhere near the actual clubs that are organised.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's meant to
and
be.
You could say, by the way, this is just Chelsea's football heritage, isn't it? Take away Abramovich, you're back mid-table.
No.
Is it not? Is it? No. You know, is it already a shock? Roman went, and then
Where did Chelsea
Are you back? This is Chelsea's
Babs.
Back, right?
Babs, where did Chelsea finish in 1999?
I wasn't born, so I don't know.
Okay. Finished third. Okay.
Good for
this
you.
This is not about Roman anymore. This is
what about 2023?
Bro, exactly. This is not about Roman. This is about Premier League. Premier League. You have to go back to when it was called Division One for us to be this shit, bro. This is not about Roman. This is about Premier League, bro. This is unheard of. We don't do this. Even the proper Chelsea don't.
I mean,
do
did it under Roman as well, to be fair. So I don't know.
Do you know what? Yeah, that 10th place was cushioned by two titles. I can tell you right now there will be no title next year. This is worse than that. This is 10 times worse. This is the worst season I've ever seen. Like, I said on my watch along today, and there will be a Man United fan coming. Don't worry, guys. Flawless is coming in about 6 minutes. He'll speak on United because I don't want to speak on United too much, but I'll let you guys speak on United. This team deserves to be relegated this season. I know people are going to think I'm taking the piss here, but they deserve to be relegated. They really do. I think
was it Toby that said it at the start that said that this is the worst, whatever you want to call it, big team, top six team, whatever you want to call it, however you want to dress it up. I think, and unless someone in the chat or one of you lot tells us otherwise, reminds us otherwise, because it might be reactionary, we might have missed someone or something, but this is the worst season from
this
a
is the
big
biggest
team
embarrassment
ever.
Yeah, biggest embarrassment in Premier League history. How can you spend £600 million and finish 10 points off the top half. 10 points off the top half.
What's the top half? Like the...
Let me check.
I think they're 9 or 10 points off Fulham.
Shit.
Biggest club in London. They're not even the biggest club in West London right now. You got Brentford and Fulham.
Nine
points behind 10th. This is the biggest embarrassment in Premier League history.
I can't think of anything in recent times, yeah. Or any times.
You'd have to be deducted like 20 points for this to make sense.
Other than West Ham, you're the lowest finishing London club. Like that for Chelsea, that's just absolutely shocking.
But West Ham are in a Conference League final.
considering how poorly Crystal Palace started off this season and getting rid of the whole Vieira thing, for them to still finish above you, it's just wow, bro. Wow.
That's a disgrace. I'm sorry.
They'll fight a relegation. Don't forget that.
That's mad. You're below Palace.
Bro, did you not know this? Bro, did you not know?
Oh my goodness.
Surely you must know, bro.
I didn't know.
Bro, we're 2 points ahead of Wolves, bro.
Remember at the start of the season, Matisse, you were talking about Fulham, Brentford, and them, man. Now it's like West Ham, Wolves, and them, man. You know, you've gotten down to another category.
Man's doing him like, no.
This is why, when you won the league in front of us, I said we deserve it.
I offered you a ticket. You could have seen the trophy.
I don't want to watch you lift the trophy. Thank you. That there's nothing for me in that. This whole Chelsea fans or Tottenham fans going to go to the City Parade and watch you win shit. I don't give a damn. I've seen Premier League trophies. I don't need to watch you guys win it. Maybe you can ask Tobes to go with you, or you can ask Babs. Babs?
Nah, Tobes just start getting mad about Jack Grealish or Ange Postecoglou or something. He'd annoy me. At least you'd probably agree with it.
Yeah, look, it's peak. I'm not going to lie. It's a disaster. I don't think it's been spoken enough of. Obviously, other things have been distracting, like the title race, Arsenal, City, whatever, blah, 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 the search for the quad. But City, I don't think Chelsea's season has been spoken enough of. Like
What more is there to be said that hasn't been said?
There has to be more, because you're literally...
If Liverpool were 12th right now, they wouldn't get more coverage?
Yeah, but come
what
on.
Do you mean? What do you mean by coverage? Like, what?
I think like there's bigger focuses. People more focused on other things. Chelsea just like, I think people just accept that. And I'll tell you what it is, right? I think what it is, the reason why people accept that Chelsea are 12th is they think, oh, they're just back next year. They'll be fighting for a title again next year. They think this is Chelsea of Roman Abramovich, and I think they're in for a shock.
I don't think there's ever going to be full focus when Arsenal are in their first title race in about 2 decades, right? You guys are going to get a lot of attention for that. That is a big thing for you lot. And you made a big thing.
Of course, bigger clubs get bigger attention.
Do you know what I mean? So, of course, people are going to talk about Arsenal in the title race. But I don't know. I don't know how you quantify how much attention someone's getting. Like, what do you want us to be front center? No, don't talk about anything else that's happened in this season. Just talk about us. I mean, I have no problem with you doing that, by the way. Like I said, this segment right now, you could talk as much as you want. Seems like a lot of you have run out of words. This is one of those moments where you see a team that are so bad.
Yeah, what can you say? What more do you want to say? What do you want to do?
If you have more things to say, please speak.
But have you noticed?
I'll hear it. I'm here for it.
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you why we've got more time to speak about now. We can reflect upon the absolute disaster, embarrassing try it was from Chelsea. It's because Man City have won the league. Relegation's pretty much done. Top four's done. Now we can talk about the sideshows. And the sideshow or stroke circus that was at Chelsea was out of this world. And I think Huey started off by talking about the owner. Or one of you said it. Unless the owner changed tack. And I know there's rumours that he's stepping down in terms of the day-to-day going on, and he's trying to get football people into football places, because that's your only way out. Because until that cowboy, you know what I mean, don't get off his high horse, pardon the pun, you know what I mean? I don't see how it's improving. Like, are you not linked with, I don't know, man, like, mad players? What's your strategy? Like, I want to know what's your strategy for the summer in terms of outgoings and incomings. What's your strategy? Where do you start?
Sells, bro. Sells. I need to see a yard sell. I need to see players leaving. All these players that don't have any interest to stay in here, or they're not part of the plans, they got to go. That's from Cover. Kante's contract renewal is up in the air. That's going over to Mason Mount. There's links there. I need that situation tied up. I don't want any confusion all summer about who's staying, who's going. This needs to be wrapped up, most of it in June. There's a whole month of no football now. The last game's on Sunday. I'm trying to see players leaving like that, chopping block. And it's not going to be easy because the high wages, but you have to take a hit maybe financially on some of the money as well in terms of the fee. Or you got a subsidizer. You might have to pay out a few years contract. I don't know. But people have got to be moving on, because one thing Pochettino doesn't want is a bloated squad, especially with no European football. So for me, I just need to see sales. Once I see loads of sales, or loads of outgoing loans, maybe there's obviously a maximum, because I think FIFA will put a cap on that, then we can look at what we've got left and talk about that. But for now, I need to see exits. That's the key here. I need to see exits. And once I've got exits, then I'm good. It's long. We got Flawless in the background, ready to come in and speak on Manchester United. Let's see what my brother's got to say. Hopefully, everything's all good there. Flawless, can you hear us? You all good?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? My connection live and that. One sec. Yeah. You good? Can you hear, man? Yeah?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, calm. Well, you man saying everybody good?
Yeah, not too bad, brother. I mean,
yeah,
you watched the game, right?
Yeah. I watched the game. I'm literally just still outside the stadium now.
Yeah, I mean, give me your thoughts on Man United and that performance that you saw out there from Chelsea, bro.
Yo, I don't even know where to start. Shocked to see four. I'm shocked we scored four goals. Like, I was super shocked. Like, when Lewis and others were telling me that we was going to score three or four, I was like, I thought we'd win the game, yes. But I didn't think at all that we would score more than two goals. And we should have scored more than four. We created a hell of a lot. Like, we created so many chances. And that being said, me saying them two sentences, I don't think we played that well overall. I don't think we were that good. There was times in the first half where we were just giving the ball up. And you lot created quite a few chances as well, but your attack is just poor. Like, the Havertz chance, for instance, in the first half. Gallagher had a great chance. Like, they're not half chances. Like, they're clear cut. But obviously, pleased to get the victory. You know what I'm saying? Pleased to get the victory. Pleased, again, to score four goals. Securing Champions League, of course. Moving into third as well, even though that's just a vanity thing, because there isn't really much difference between third and fourth. And I'm not sure if you lot have heard any news or anything like that, but I know obviously Anthony got structured off, so I'm not sure what that injury was. And Shaw went off at halftime as well. So I'm unsure on those two things. But yeah, man, overall, just seeing the game live, all of the issues that man has with the team, I see. Because like I said, we've won 4-1, but I'm here saying it wasn't really a 4-1 game. To me, anyway. I don't know what it was like to you lot.
I think it could have been 6 for you lot. I think we could have scored goals if we took chances, but we don't.
You definitely should have scored more.
Yeah, we should have scored more, but you guys fluffed a lot of attacks. There was a lot of attacks that broke down where I'm like, we've just given you the freedom of the park. You could have easily scored. You hit the bar twice.
Yeah, the Bruno chance was a bad one. The Bruno miss was a bad one.
There was a couple of chances. Martial, where his first touch wasn't secure. Sancho made the wrong decision.
Absolutely.
You guys could have scored, bro. You could have scored 3 more minimum, man. I'm telling you, like, that defense today was ghost. It was just 4 ghosts.
Yeah, I didn't realize how bad defensively you lot were. Because I know defense has been, I say, the stronger part of the team, but definitely your better side of the team has been your defense. And today, you lot were awful defensively. Like, I can't remember the last time United created so many chances.
It was too easy, bro, on the transition. Way too easy.
Oh, yeah. It was way too easy on the transition, absolutely. And as soon as Garnacho came on, and then obviously Rashford came on early, you've seen a difference with those two as well. You see the difference. Yeah. But we still need upgrades. Like I said, everything I've stated, I've seen live in the flesh, and I was thinking, right, this is worse than I thought. Because obviously you're there at the ground, you're seeing the whole pitch.
Yeah, not 100%.
I still think, though, I feel like with Man United as well, like, I actually thought Man United was shit in the first half. I'll be real with you. I didn't think Man United
was good.
I thought it was such a bad game of football. I felt both teams were turning over the ball needlessly. And I actually think Chelsea created more opportunities in the first half. I felt like if the game was 3-2 to Chelsea at half, heading into the half, you wouldn't have been surprised. I felt like both teams were creating a lot of chances in the first half. But Flawless made a point which was so key. And you said it as well, the space, the amount of space that both teams were giving each other, probably more Chelsea than Man United, the amount of space that Chelsea were giving Man United in the midfield, I couldn't even understand. Where the hell was Enzo? Where the hell was
Super, super Frank, super.
Super Frank, super, super Frank, super Frankie Lampard.
Listen, Matisse, I don't give them, you're not having no.
Listen, man. Put the camera together.
Ole, ole, Mason Mount, Mount, Mount. Mason Mount, Mount, Mount. Ole, 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 ole. Mason Mount, Mount, Mount.
Give me that damn phone, but ain't no.
I think that's for the best, you know. I think that's for the best.
I'm quite happy with that. That contribution.
Yeah. Do you know what? That escalated because Flawless is probably one of the most chilled out, making sense, logical Man United fans, and then switch to some nonsense like
Said corrupted him, man. Said corrupted him.
That escalated.
I didn't think United played well in the first half, and then second half, obviously Anthony gets injured at halftime. Rashford comes on second half. And you're thinking, with all the space that Chelsea were giving United in the first half, you don't want it to be Rashford that's running into that space. You don't want it to be Garnacho that's stretching the game like this. And I just felt, second half, you guys, it's like you stopped really attacking and you just gave gave up. Like, you just gave Man United the impetus, man. It was ridiculous. I mean, Fofana, sorry, I have to say it on record. I like Fofana. I actually felt that that was a good signing for Chelsea. And I still think he'll come good. But, brother, this has been a season to forget. Even he had a bad injury, yes. But his performances since the injury, he had a good couple of weeks where he was playing well. But the performances the past few weeks in particular have been diabolical. I don't even know what he was doing in the second half. Awful, absolutely awful. And it's not even just him. The midfield, Pants, Sancho wasn't even that good today. And you lot were making him look like he's... I don't know, man. Chelsea, you're just... When you actually deep it, Kepa and poor finishing saved you guys from that being a 6 or 7-1 job. It felt like every single time Man United were attacking, they were creating a clear-cut opportunity. It's mental, bro.
It's good to see Flawless back. Flawless, what are you saying, bro? Long time.
Yeah, man, long time, Grizz. Good to see you as always. And that, as you see, you lot. Yeah, man, I'm blessed. I was just catching what the end of what Tobes was saying. And yeah, like I said, everything, no, we created so many.
I wanted to ask you, look, bigger fish to fry and all that, right? I'm sorry, we're going to have to use that. We're going to have to say that.
That's going to stay around forever.
You've got FA Cup against Man City coming up.
Yeah.
They're going for the three-peat and they're going for a quadruple.
We have three-peat.
Oh, sorry. So you have the three-peat, but all right, calm down. Relax, Tiger. All
right. Nah, I'd be tight about that too. I ain't going to lie.
If you play like that against Man City, it could get real messy. That's all I could think about.
Oh, absolutely. I'm saying I didn't need today's game to tell me and let me know that it wasn't.
How does he change it up?
How we approach City the first time when we played them at Old Trafford, that has to be the game plan. Sit deep, defend well, catch them on the break and hope they have an off day. That's the only chance we've got. I've spoken on this game, obviously, plenty of times before. I said we bring in a knife to a gunfight. That's what this is. So, yes, we're all against the odds, but the blueprint is there on what we need to do to beat Manchester City. Are they the heavy favourites? Of course. You know what I'm saying? Not only are they on for a treble, they're favourites for a treble. That's not normal. That's testament to how good they are, and how good their team is and their manager is. But, yeah, if we play like that, of course. I know Manchester United need to be at our very, very best to beat Manchester City in the FA Cup final, and they have to have an off day, which can happen. Because last time we played them, that's what happened.
I have to ask as well. Do you? I saw reports yesterday about Mason Mount. Would you take him in that team, or how do you feel about that?
You know the answer to that. Absolutely not. Mason Mount doesn't. Absolutely not. I don't get it. Like the fact when I first heard it, I was like, yeah, slow news thing. And then Ornstein and obviously more credible sources tweeted out, and I'm like, why are we linked with Mason Mount? He doesn't improve our first team, and if he does, it's marginal. If people want to argue and say, all right, he's better than Bruno, cool. All of the issues I have with Bruno, Mason Mount has. Attacking midfielder and attacking player and all your best attributes are off the ball. Mason Mount excels at nothing on the football. Neither does Bruno. So I don't get why we would sign him. He doesn't improve us. Like, I don't get it. He ain't better than Casemiro. He's not better than Eriksen. He's not better than Bruno. And he plays wide right. He's not better than Antony. He's not better than a Rashford. Like, so where does he play? I don't understand it at all. Normally with signings, I'm like, even if I'm not in full agreement with it, I can see. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got linked with Declan Rice today. Declan Rice is not my first choice, but I can see why we would want Declan Rice. I get it. I understand it. Mason Mount, I don't understand whatsoever in the slightest.
Oh, fair enough. Game King says it's mad how I'm seeing some memes about Arsenal and Tottenham than Chelsea. More memes about Arsenal and Tottenham and Chelsea. I've spent $700 million to finish 13th. I don't know why we keep rounding up. It's 600, guys. Apparently, last time. Now we're going 700. What are we doing here? Do you know what I mean? I'm happy we got this type of season. Taught me that a lot of these fans and players are not built for the trenches. Poch will have us back next season. This one, Just Waffling, says, Matisse, how many of these men actually survive to next season? Lukaku coming back? Absolutely not. Lewis Hall had something about him, in fairness. Yeah, I think Lewis Hall, again, could have had a couple of assists today, actually put in a good performance.
I like him a lot. These are the type of youngsters
that I have time for. There's some ability there to be coached, to be developed, to be kicked on. Others like not so much. Yeah, no, he's a good player.
He was good against us in the cup game as well.
Yeah,
he was. So unfortunate that he comes into a team of disarray like this, but at least he's showing something. Europa trophy missing from Klopp's large collection, rebuild in the summer and start a new challenge in the next season. You'll never walk alone. We're gonna go to Liverpool next, because obviously tonight was a night where Liverpool kind of got confirmation of where they're going to be next season as well. JTI says,
you seem a bit down, Matisse. Are you good?
Am I down?
You was at acceptance stage, man. You was at the end of the five stages of grief.
You see me, I accept and then I don't accept again, and then I have to accept. You know, for me, I'm in this vicious cycle of watching this team for 38 games. It will be this season in the Prem, and every single time I think we can't go any lower, we go even worse. It's like when Tobe says he doesn't care, and then you see him angry, you know, and you see him watching the games and he's angry, and it's the same for me. You think you're over it, and then you're not over it again. So it's just, I think it's because it happened against you lot. If it didn't happen against you lot, I probably would have to stomach it a bit better. But when you're losing to Man United like that, it's a problem.
Yeah, I don't like seeing you like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I genuinely feel bad for you, man.
I saw on your watch along, you changed the title to Man United versus London Cowboys.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. Because I feel like the name Chelsea, we need to protect it now. So I decided to change the name. I don't think it's like Prevolution. I don't think the naming rights, we deserve them right now. We don't deserve. Do you know what I mean? So I changed the badge. I changed the name, and I'm happy with that. At least then it's not as embarrassing. this super chat says, biggest embarrassment in Premier League history. Did you all of a sudden forget Arsenal this season? Stop with the deflecting. Jesus Christ.
Really? That's
nonsense. Yeah.
Arsenal gifted City the title, gifted Brighton Europa, gifted Nottingham Forest salvation. Mad proper ass.
We ain't got to Arsenal yet to talk about Arsenal. See how massive we are.
Babs, yes. We are the biggest embarrassment this season. At least we are not the biggest bottlers of the season. Now that's embarrassing. Damn, people are really cranking up.
Bro.
Must have said something, Babs. Why would other clubs help Chelsea with sales? Smart thing to do would be to force Chelsea to sell at losses, give up guys for free, cripple them with FFP. It's just not how the market works. They're not going to all band together and say we're not going to sign anyone. It's just not going to happen. Ash says, anyone else think United are not good? False position. I don't know.
I think everyone's fully aware of where Manchester United are. I've not heard anyone say we're good or great or exceptional. I think everybody knows where we're at. Everyone knows. Yes,
you're rolling in some good circles then. If you haven't, you're rolling in some good circles. Keep it up, bro.
Speak to your boy over there
because he doesn't echo the same.
Who are you talking about, Saeed?
Obviously,
he's gone now, but it is. Go on, what did he say?
There's more than Saeed.
Yeah, like everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm fully aware of where we're at and what we are. Yes, I'll celebrate results like tonight, but. Like, it's not sustainable. It's not. There needs to be the vast improvements still.
I don't know what this super chat is about. Bruno, 112 chances created more than Kevin De Bruyne, but some people rather die on their Bruno agenda. I don't know where that statistic is from.
Don't even try that, AK. Don't even try that.
And when people say, oh, this created chance thing, all right, go look at the list then. You know what I'm saying? Andres Pereira's in the top 10. Would you want Andres Pereira in your side? Like, what are we doing? I went and looked at that. Like, that chances created list is like, if you take mostly a set piece takers. Like, it's not just watching all this chances created nonsense. Just watch, man.
Right, we're going to get predictions in for Chelsea, Newcastle. Hugh, I'll start with you, your prediction for Chelsea, Newcastle.
Where is it?
Stamford Bridge.
Isn't it you first?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I'm here to keep the...
Can you catch up on Turkish now that he's not here?
No, I think if I got a correct score for the Arsenal game, then I'd still be in reach. I think because I didn't get a correct score, because I said Arsenal would lose 2-1 and they lost 1-0. So I don't think I can catch up now. But I don't know.
No, your predictions this week, though, he can't copy.
Oh, in terms of all teams, yeah, true. Maybe.
Can't copy you. Yeah. Get on it. Take your time, brother. Matisse,
use your brain, man. Use your brain.
I'm backing you with it. Take your time with it.
I'm so angry. I didn't even deep that. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't even think about this.
We here for you, bro.
Have a good think about this, Matisse. This is a big opportunity for you.
This is wicked calm on Turkish. Last 2 weeks he's been evil.
That's crazy.
Evil.
Damn. Okay, you're right. You're actually
Man. If you get a couple of good scores, he can't.
You might mud him, to be honest.
No, but he's gonna copy him. Hey lads, he's gonna copy him. He's gonna say, "I said the same thing." We should have got his scores in earlier.
Yeah,
we
should have.
Yeah, tell him to send his scores in now. Tell him to send his scores.
Message him. Send your scores.
Actually, no, I'm gonna ring him.
Ring him. Say, can we get your score, please?
Yeah, we need your scores. We need your scores.
That lonely having ass to.
Because I've clocked him. He hasn't sent any scores.
No.
Very terrible.
He's too much.
Very clever, you know.
He's probably watching this.
He's making out his KO on painkillers.
Yo, this is devious.
He's not gonna he knows what he's doing. Trust me.
He's knocked out on painkillers, man.
He knows what he's doing. He's not knocked out on painkillers. You said he was walking yesterday.
This is devious behavior. Wow, okay. Okay. I got 2-0 Newcastle. Hugh?
Yeah, 2-0 Newcastle as well, yeah.
Grizz?
1-1.
Okay, Tobes?
I'm going to go 2-1 Newcastle.
And Bavs?
4-1 Newcastle.
Damn. Bloody hell.
Okay. What did Saeed go for?
Did you say... I don't even know. I haven't got Saeed. Did you just say 4-1?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even know why I'm surprised. That's a very fair prediction.
You know what? Let's message Saeed now for his predictions. Because I don't want him out. I want to see if I can catch up.
Ring him.
Why have you got with a draw, Grizz? Have you...
Yeah, let me ring him.
Why should I go for a draw? Like, what? Am I not loud? Is that not loud?
Me and you are in like the doesn't matter zone. We're both in the middle of the table. We can't get the chip and we can't win.
Bro. So we're on the big six, innit? And we need your score prediction for.
I gave it Turkish, bro.
Oh yeah, what did you predict for
Turkish? Has them.
You know what? I predicted. Shut your damn mouth.
Yeah.
How about that?
Remember you said this. Yeah. Cool.
Wow.
You know what? You're too happy right now. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you celebrate. But I will be back. Remember that. Yeah.
I can't believe Turkish.
This guy, man. He's absolutely gassed.
I can't believe Turkish is going to do this. Wow. This is very, very scandalous behavior.
Bro, I'm backing it. If we want to avoid it, I'm backing it as long as you don't get the free pick.
Scandalous. All right. Do you know what? Fine. Let's go for Man United scores as well. Flawless, are you there, bro?
Yeah. Man's it.
What's your prediction for the game against Fulham? Your prediction? United.
Fulham. They'll probably rotate a little bit. 2-0 United. I'll say 2-0.
I'm going to go 2-1 United. Mitrovic is back. Hugh, what about you?
1-1.
Okay. Grizz?
2-1 United.
Okay. Tobes?
2-1 Man United.
Okay. Let's move on to Liverpool because your night was defined. Well, your season was defined tonight a little bit. I know it was already kind of done, Grizz, but it is defined. Are you happy to be in the Europa League? Or at least you've accepted it, you're embracing it. How are you feeling now that it's actually confirmed? Like it is the whoa.
You know, I've fully embraced it weeks back. And I've been looking at the trophy. It's a nice trophy. I'm going to start gassing up. I'm getting shit. Call me shameless. Call me what you want. It's a serious trophy, man, at the end of the day. We're in it to win it. I know, you see what I'm saying? You all want to butt in when it's Liverpool.
No, I was going to say the finals in Dublin. I can provide some hospitality for you.
I'm already renting your front living room out. So far, I'm done. Count me in.
I don't know about that now. I might maybe go for dinner or something.
I will be there. I will be there.
Book the flights, yeah?
I booked the flights. I will be there. Yeah, book the flights. Look, it is what it is, innit? You already know. It didn't take for me to wait until the second last game of the season. Got a little bit exciting because of the run we put together. But we left it too late overall. And I said it, and I got pelters from Liverpool fan base where I said, we just haven't been good enough. And they were like, what do you mean? If we get it, we'll be good enough. I said, no, I won't. We'll get it, but I won't forget it in terms of the overall season. Performances haven't been good enough. Mistakes have been made at every level. I'm not going to blame the owners. I'm not going to blame the players. I'm not going to blame injuries. I'm not going to blame Klopp individually. I'm going to blame all of them. All of them have to be held accountable, because when we win, we get praised for the best recruitment, the best manager, the best players, the best camaraderie. When you lose, all of that comes under scrutiny. All of that. So we haven't been. We've been fifth at best. I even think sometimes we've been lucky to finish. I would have Brighton ahead of us. If Brighton finished ahead of us in the Premier League, I would have said well played. But we're in the Europa League. Small consolations in terms of, you look forward to. It's the one trophy that Klopp hasn't got. So that is something to look forward to, I guess. We look forward to playing Man United when they drop out. Can't wait. That's going to happen. It's written in the stars. When they drop out of the Champions League, I will be there. I will be there. But yeah, it's overall nothing left to say about Liverpool season that we haven't discussed at depth. Just go in it, refreshed in the summer, make the adequate adjustments to the squad. Just like you saying, outgoings as well as incomings. Because outgoings will give us an extra little, maybe a centre-back. So if we can sell the right players, maybe we've got the money to buy a centre-back. Because that's how we're rolling right now. That's how we operate. We have to do business. It's not just someone's going to give us 500 mil, 300 mil, 600 mil, like you lot, whatnot. We have to do business, and we have to do good business. We have to go back to doing good business, like how it all started. And it literally is, it's a kind of reset. It's a reset. I think next season, you're going to see only Trent, Robertson, Virgil, Salah from the title-winning team, regular starters. And that's a huge change, man. Huge change. So, yeah, I'm pissed off. All of that's gone, though, weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, it's one of those ones. I'm looking forward to the preseason already. Like, you know, I switched off this season in terms of we talked about it. We don't need to talk about it. So I'm just looking forward to the season, looking forward to the incomings, the excitement, and to build it again. And you're right. I mean, a lot of what we said is, what you lot said is right. It is uncertain. Can Klopp do it? Can we come back? Of course I'm going to back my team. I'm going to back my manager. But you're right to question it as well. So let's see.
Is getting back, when you say that, I assume you mean back to challenging for the title, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that something you think can be achieved in one window, one summer?
I believe so. From what I've studied of my team and where we lack, I believe so. Whether the owners back him to the tune of what I think is a different story, I can't control it, but I can. So, for example, how I would answer that, Huey, is if you said to me, Grizz, here's 250 million, let's just say, 200 million. Can you fix Liverpool enough to challenge again? I could, in my head. I believe I could. But whether we do that is a different story. I think we will. I think we will. And let's see. Challenge for the title is a must. We must. Otherwise, he's under pressure. I'll tell you lot now. You lot know me, right? I'm not a reactionary type guy, flip-flop week to week and like saying all mad statements and saliva all over the screens and shit. You know I'm not that guy. Yeah? I'm telling you. But if he doesn't challenge and it's like a full third, he will be under pressure because it's Liverpool Football Club.
I have to ask as well, Babs, because a lot of people are having Liverpool to just go back into the race, finish second, be up there with City, which is a little bit disrespectful maybe to your team who have you know, tried their level best to try and challenge this season. Do you think people are sleeping on Arsenal next season, or how do you feel about this whole Man City, Liverpool loving?
People can do what they want. I'm not too concerned. If they don't want to believe, I don't think it's a matter of they don't believe in Arsenal. I think sometimes it's that they don't want to believe in Arsenal. They don't want to believe that Arsenal are here to stay. But in my opinion, I think Arsenal are going to challenge for the title again next year, and I'm excited for it. But I do believe Liverpool have, out of all the teams that I think can join the race, it is Liverpool, and I said that because they are the only team that've actually fought City before. So if you're United or you're a Chelsea or whatever, these teams haven't fought this City team yet for a title. They have to make that step first, to challenge first before winning it. We've challenged this year, not quite good enough towards the end of the season. Liverpool know how it is to beat these guys. So yeah, Liverpool have the system, they have the mentality. And that's, mentality is a key thing as well. You've got players that have been there and done that. My only concern with Liverpool is how sustainable is Salah next season. I know he's had a great year this year, but he is getting older. Likewise, Van Dijk, Robertson. There might be some, you know, some important first teamers that are turning 30 plus. And they might, you know, decline a little bit to what they used to be. So, but yeah, Liverpool have everything there to fight for a title. And if they take it seriously and invest in the right areas, which I mean defence and midfield, I think they can close the gap.
The super chat saying, morning lads, big up the panel. Congrats you being up there. It's been up since 5 a.m. watching my team collect another 3 points. Babs, I told you Arsenal train is never late. Exclamation point. I'm guessing that's on your failed title challenge. Remember last time you was on the show, we're going to talk about Arsenal in a minute, so I hope you're prepared for that, because you did come in here very, very, very loud last time, and that was when the title race was still going on. So I do want to check in on you on how you're feeling currently, but we'll get to that. Before we go to predictions, anybody else got anything left to say on Liverpool? You probably said it all that needs to be said, to be fair. Tobes,
save it Tobes.
You're not trying to talk too much about Liverpool. Save it. Disgrace of the week, I hope Chelsea get relegated as well.
I emptied the clip on Chelsea.
Oh, really? Yeah. And big up for that super chat as well, even though it hasn't got anything on it. Let's see, Grizz, predictions. Liverpool away to Southampton, last day of the season.
4-0.
4-0. Okay. Tobes?
3-0.
Okay. Bavs?
2-0.
2-0. I'm going to go over 3-0 as well. I just think it's wraps here. Hugh?
It's in Anfield, yeah?
So that's St. Mary's, I think. St. Yeah. Mary's.
Actually, can I change mine to 3-1?
No, it's done.
No, you can't. No. Who do you think this is? Because Turkish ain't here. You just can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I do what I want. I'm going 3-1. It's 3-1.
I'm not writing it down. I'm not sending it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Turkish it's 3-1, innit?
Why are you doing this, man? Why, like... I think I can catch you still. Well, hold on. We're gonna
just stick to the rules, buddy.
You ain't catching shit, old man.
Oh, hold on. I think I am. Oh, shit. No. I think I got a score. I got a result right, I think, over someone.
Go on. 3-0. 3-0.
3-0, yeah? Okay. Let's go to Arsenal, because you guys are quite the topic, I must say. Babs, you were very, very confident about closing this league title. You were telling me London is red and Arsenal are back. And all of these things. How are you feeling now after capitulating? And bottling. I think you're on 81 points, is it?
81 points.
81 points. 2 wins out of the last 8. Way off the pace. Potentially 10 points off the pace. Talk to me. What's going on, brother? Like, why did
first
this happen?
First things first, I want to address London is still red. I don't know why you can talk about that. So steady on. But yeah, Arsenal collapsed. Arsenal fell apart. You know, I can happily admit that we bottled the title, because when you win, as you said, 2 games, was it 9, right? Yeah, you collapsed. The team just fell apart. I know the reasons behind that. You know, I think my key important reason behind that is our squad didn't prove good enough in certain areas. And I've always said that. I've always said that even at the start of this season. I mean, let's not forget, if we go back to last season, and at the start of the season, I said Arsenal will actually challenge for the title, or, you know, finish second, and people laughed at me then. So Arsenal, for me, have achieved our goal. But I'm not looking at it and going, we've overachieved. If we won a title, we would have overachieved. But we've got Champions League football. So we've got to take that in a positive way. But yeah, the team collapsed mentally back-to-back season. So now that's something Mikel Arteta needs to look at. But I think it's as simple as for Mikel Arteta, just signing more leverage signings. You know, improve the team again. Go again next year and close the gap even more. But I think the aim has to be... has to be 95. You know, even if Arsenal had beaten Southampton and Brighton and so on and so forth, I think we're still behind City on goal difference. So even if we win those games, we had to win it. I think it goes back to Anfield. You're 2-0 up, you're flying, and you collapse there. It just wasn't the right sign. So yeah, the team wasn't there mentally and quality wasn't there. But, you know, the obvious answer for me is to say the squad depth wasn't there. But I know people don't want to hear the answer, so I'll just go with what they want to hear and not say the mentality wasn't there.
Are you not concerned that you guys, for everything that you mock Tottenham to be, which is bottlers and capitulating at the end of seasons, that you guys back-to-back seasons have done that, although at a different level, right? You've done it to different degrees because top four versus title race is completely different. But the mentality is once again in question in terms of finishing off the job. Obviously, it's a young team, but Tottenham had a young team under Poch and they kept doing it time and time again. And then they were called bottlers. Are you concerned that when the lights are brightest, that you guys might just be bottlers? That might be what you are under Arteta.
Right now, if you ask me honestly how I feel, as in going into the future, I'm actually very excited. I'll be real. I'll be really excited. But the concerns are there. 100%. We have to now go with that statement of we might be bottle jobs until we go and win a title. That's the only way you change that. The reason why Spurs can be called bottle jobs is because they fail and they fail and they fail and they fail and they fail. That's why they're bottle jobs. Now, we're going to be the same if we fail again next year and the year after that. So, you know, it is what it is. If you go for a title and you don't win it and you finish second and you were top, you're going to be bottle jobs no matter how you see it and how whatever happens. So now we've got to do is win a title. A major honour. I'm not talking about the FA Cup, Europa League. I'm talking about a league title to dispel that myth.
When you put that 95-point tweet out, I was a bit surprised by the target, bro. It's very high.
Was that for next season?
The target is 95 points in your first Champions League campaign.
Wow.
Are you not setting the bar too high? Because if you don't hit that, what are the consequences if you don't come near it? Say if you finish on 83 points again, or whatever you're going to end up, maybe 84, you're going to beat Wolves. If you hit that points tally again, or you hit 82 because it's Champions League, like, is there consequences for not hitting these targets, or is it just...
Consequences in the sense of I would personally be disappointed because I expect for this team to kick on again, to improve again. And now people will say 95 points is massive, but I think I was one of the few fans that said at the start of last season I also could get 80. And even that was ludicrous at the time. Oh, how can I also get 80? They won 69 the year before that. So I've got high ambitions for my club. And I think with the way the team was playing, our first 11 was capable of getting into the 90s. We were on track for that. You take out important part of the first team like Saliba and we fell apart. Is what it is. Now we've got to make sure the next year, if Saliba gets injured, we don't have that same drop-off. And there's a profile in there, like Man City have, where let's just say on the right-hand side, if Mahrez is out of form, in comes Phil Foden, profile for profile. Now, Bukayo Saka towards the end of the year has been poor, but I can't really look at him and go, you started every single game for the entire season and you've had no rest. Am I really surprised that you've been burnt out now? So we've got to now make sure that area is improved. I believe the Arsenal first 11 was capable of going into the 90s and that team won 7 out of 7, but the Arsenal squad wasn't in certain areas. We've got to change that. So yeah, I still stand by it. 95 points is my target.
Hugh, you seem to be shocked with that one. What's your opinion? You're the champions every year. Like you get to look down on us, on the losers club, and decide who is the next challenger to face against your institution. Talk to me. What are you thinking with this Arsenal team? Are they here to stay, or is this a little moment in the sun?
It's kind of hard to judge based on the fact that it's their first season back in the Champions League. You know, I mean, they're going to want to make some sort of a statement there and not, you know, fall into the Europa League after Christmas. They want to make it clear that they're a Champions League club and they're there to stay. So it kind of, similar to Liverpool, it hinges massively on what transfer business they do and what kind of depth they bring in. Babs is saying depth is the problem. They don't have the quality on the bench. Are they going to assess that and appreciate that and then be ruthless in the transfer market? I don't know. What's that? I think Arsenal are a really good team, but I think 95 with their first Champions League season in a few years factored in there as well. I know what it's like to have to try and hit 95. I've hit 100. You have to be near perfect. I just can't see it with the Champions League, the cup competitions, them achieving 95. I'm not saying they can't get top four. I'm not saying they can't push for a title again. I just think 95, but they're big boy numbers. Grizz, you'll be able to say it as well, man. Like, you need to be near perfection.
Near perfect to do that. Yeah,
but I think they're still too far off that level to talk about 95. I think they can.
The reason,
you know,
The reason why I keep saying 95 is because I believe that will be enough to win a title. So what I actually am saying is I want Arsenal to win a title next year. And I believe to do that, you need 95 points. So that should be the target. Arsenal's target next year should be to win a title. It should be, right? With when you've competed this year. So to win a title against City, I know that, you know, you've had higher before, but Liverpool had 99 points, I think, to win a title. But 95 normally does it, right? So that's my target. My target is to win a title next year. So my target then should be 95 points.
What about
you're going to finish on 84, aren't you, this season?
Yes.
If you win your last game, yeah. If you win your last game, you finish on 84. You've improved from, I believe, 69 to 84. Yeah. Do you see enough in your team, in your squad, to make another jump of 10 points? So not only maintain the start you had, because let's not forget the start that you lot had, the opening 18 games was on a par with anything Man City have done and what Liverpool done when we won this title. Yeah. And we can tell you from experience, those kind of starts don't come round often. Now, and I doubt it will come around for you guys as well, even though you're brilliant as you was, right? You have to think now, you jump from 69 to 84. Now you need to make that extra bit jump from 84 to 95. Do you think you're capable of doing that with the squad you've got and the players that you're going to have coming in and coming out? Because this is a litmus test now. As you said, you can't be winning titles these days when City are around with 89, 88 points. It's got to be 90 plus.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The current squad, no. But with the signings that Arsenal are looking to make, yes. Because when I say squad depth, I don't mean sign bench players. I'm saying sign first team quality players so your current 11 becomes the bench players. It's like we did last year. You know, you look at Tomiyasu, who was a starter the year before that, then you become a squad depth player. That's what you want to, how you want to improve the squad. You don't just sign players to sit on the bench because no one wants to sign for Arthur to sit on the bench. So if we do sign level raises, like, let's just say names, if we get Rice and maybe a Caicedo, which is what Arsenal want to do, I don't see why Arsenal can't. But yeah, it's a matter of how much Arsenal improve the first team. I think we're looking to make maybe 2-3 first team acquisitions and then improve the rest areas as well. So yeah, I don't see why not. And also, I'm also factoring the fact that Saka, Martinelli, Saliba, all 22 under, are going to get better as well. They're going to get better as well because... Pardon?
Is Saliba going to stay?
Oh, 100%.
Why is that 100%? He ain't signed a new deal yet.
He hasn't, but I think Arsenal have gone one by one. They got Martinelli done, Saka done, Ramsdale done. They're doing Odegaard. They're talking to Saliba. He wants what?
I'm hearing he wants the supermax. He wants that.
So I think it's
200 to 250k a week. You're going
to
give him that?
He wants to be one of the highest earners. I don't think Arsenal will let him go. So, yeah, I think it was a tweet a few days ago from Fabrizio Romano said there's been positive talks. So that basically means that Arsenal are making positive steps. So, yeah, I think he'll stay.
Okay. Can I ask you, before I go into super chats, what's your Champions League expectations with this Premier League 95-point target?
We won't go far. Like when I say far, I'm talking semis, finals, maybe last 16 quarters. I just don't know what to expect from this Arsenal team because this team is designed to, you know, fight for a league title because of the way they play. But in the Champions League, you need to be a bit more ruthless, and we don't have ruthless finisher up front with Jesus. So, you know, I think you look at City this year. Sorry?
I thought you did.
No, we have ruthless finishers. Martinelli's a ruthless finisher. Saka can finish as well. But
I thought he was ruthless.
Jesus. Jesus has never been ruthless.
Really?
Oh. What's going on with you?
He was.
Don't worry, mate. You can give us Harry Kane. You know, maybe he wants to upgrade.
Yeah, come
play in the Champions
League
next year. You know what I mean?
Come and get him.
But yeah, listen. I don't know what to expect from Arsenal in the Champions League. Maybe the team can fight, but we won't win it. So we might surprise a few people by getting a little bit further. But I don't know if we're just there yet in terms of the profile to win the Champions League.
Okay, fair enough. Reasonable. Fair enough. I thought you was going to tell me something mad, so I'm glad you're...
Well, it's me not saying Arsenal can win the title next year, Matty. Because whenever I say that, people go, oh, you're being crazy.
No, I think it's a lot. Because you got Champions League with it. I think that's a new territory that your team hasn't been in. So you're not going to be able to rest players in the group stages against some of the teams you were playing against, which were poor.
It's a whole different ball game.
That was part of your run, resting players.
But do not forget, though, Jesus, Saka, were actually starting the group stages as well.
Who was in your group?
I think it was PSV, Zurich, and there was someone else as well. But they were starting those games. You're right, though. The quality of game will be higher.
Bodo Glimt,
you sign extra players. You include the quality of the squad. Chris Dora, it'll be you next year, so you should just take note. Just take note. Bodo Glimt, yeah, that one there.
That's why I said I'm respecting Bodo Glimt, isn't it, bro? That's what I'm saying, Babs. And I mean,
that's good. You should respect. You're a good team.
Yeah, man. These teams like respect them, innit, bro?
Respect, bro.
I mean, we got shit to handle next season, man. Allow it.
Oh God. All right, let me go through these super chats and we'll get predictions. Ask Arsenal fans who's winning Champions League next season. These cats are delusional. I don't think they're going to say themselves, but hey. Bab's already given his prediction. Seeing Chelsea get relegated, actually, we've been there, done yet. Great, great super chat. Appreciate it. Arsenal will be there next season. Winning it is dependent on what business we do in the summer. This team definitely has to win something next year. If they don't, what are the consequences? Arteta out. Top Goon is out. We are Spurs now. Damn. Spurs bottled top four. Spurs bottled Conte. Spurs bottled Harry Kane. Spurs bottled Europa. Spurs bottled Conference. Spurs bottled Arne Slot. My Lord. Love for the bottle. Toby waving the bottle, calling Arsenal bottle jobs. So what has Spurs done the last 15 years? Hold that. Your club's dusted. Comparing this team to Spurs who were expected to and didn't perform above expectations is ridiculous. This Arsenal team has performed above expectations. I'm just saying. Listen, when Tottenham were in the title charge, they were probably...
They don't like being called bottle job.
They don't really like it, do they? They don't like it. Good. Damn.
Good.
For the size of club that Tottenham are, were they performing above expectations being a title race? Mm. I don't know.
Uncomfortable conversations, bro.
Interesting. Bams, there's no escaping that. We're crowned the biggest L of the Premier League this season. We bottled the lead despite being on top for bare time, 93% of the time, I think. With a few signings, we'll be back for sure next season, though.
Do you guys not think Arsenal here to stay? Because I do, obviously.
Stay where, though?
Stay fighting for a title. As in, you know, where they are right now, fighting for a title and maybe winning it.
Nah. Depends. I think you're absolutely in the top four race, but I don't think you'd fight for the title yet on a consistent basis. Obviously, it depends on the signing. For example, if you do, I don't think you'll get Rice and Casado. I think you'll get Rice, but that's going to be balanced out with Xhaka going. Now, I know Rice is better than Xhaka, but Xhaka's experienced leader of that team. He's one of the senior players. He knows that team. He's been one of your leaders of the last couple of seasons. You're losing that. You're bringing in Rice. It's a total different... You know, it's going to take time for you to be consistently that good again. City not going to be that slow again off the block. This was a World Cup season. A lot of disruptions for the teams that had a lot of players away at the World Cup, like Man City, Liverpool, whatnots. You know, and you capitalized, and fair play. That's not taking anything away from you guys. You've done what you had to do. But... to hit that 90, you've seen it. Even after the start that you had, you still didn't even reach 90 points. Think about that. Deep that. You had a stunning start.
Yeah, because look how bad we've been towards the end.
Say again?
Because look how bad we've been towards the end. We've had
This
is my point. This
will
is
you
my
be
point.
Out, at the end of the season, will you be out of all competitions again?
It's possible. It's not impossible. You know, it's not like Arsenal are going to guarantee to get to the finals of each club.
Babs, this season, your title ending, or the ending of your title race, so to speak, was after you, some people said, voluntarily left all the other competitions. Does that mean you're going to continue giving up all the competitions just for the title race? Do you get what I mean? So you're going to try to win other competitions as well, and you're in the Champions League, and you're looking to mess with Man City. And I firmly, obviously, believe Liverpool will be back as well. So... yeah, I wouldn't say title, but 100% top four.
Top four.
Mm. I think you can be in the title race next season. And I feel like because of what you've done this season, I feel like the expectation is you are going to insert yourselves back into the title race. But I feel like that depends very much on the signings you make in the summer. If you make the right signings, yeah, I think you'll be back in the mix next season. If you make the wrong signings, then yeah, I think it will be...
But that goes for a lot of our clubs. Like we said, it's a massive window for all of us.
It does. But what the point I'm making is, I feel like they showed what they were capable of doing for the majority of the season. And this season, they were the closest to Man City. So in theory,
you'd think they have, in my opinion, I think they have less to do to bridge the gap than, say, Man United, than, say, Newcastle, than even, say, Liverpool. I think your window is more important than their window, in my opinion. I think you guys have more work to do than they do in the transfer market.
Yeah, that's, I'd take that. I'd accept that.
Your super chat says, not even a Spurs fan, but they got 86 points in 16-17, better than this Arsenal team. They shouldn't think of improving next season is a given. Improving next season is a given. Yeah, go on.
Can I answer? Because I get a lot of this Spurs 16-17, and I actually think that was a very good team, by the way. But to say that, for the reason why I don't believe we'll be like them next year is because I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong here, Tobbs, Spurs' signing, marquee signing was Davinson Sanchez the year after that summer. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, and I don't believe Arsenal are going to make as poor signings as that, just my opinion.
That's fair. That's fair. I would agree with that. Look at these Arsenal fans getting triggered over being called bottlers. 4 out of 5 biggest bottlers in Prem history. Take your medicine. You deserve it.
Do I sound rattled to you guys?
Arsenal are now back to square one where they were under Wenger. But back then, we didn't make the necessary signings, but we have learnt from past mistakes. I don't know. We'll see. Transfer window will show it. Don't worry, everyone. Burnley will get Man City next year. Company. Vincent Kompany at the helm. Why is it so hard for rivals to fathom we can't get 90 plus points? Had pole position this season, but dropped points against bum clubs at an important time. I think a lot of people's expectations are based on hoping we fall off instead of looking at our progression in the last 3 years, a gender-based analysis. Well, it's the first time you're going to be in Champions League in all that.
But that's a very good point, though. Every single year, it's getting better, and then it's a big jump every year as well.
Yeah. But this is the first time you're in Champions League, and
the first time we won the Champions League race, and we'd gone Champions League the year after that. I mean, let's not forget, last year the narrative was this was the best chance Arsenal to ever get top four. So people can be wrong.
Can be. 100%. And I think Arsenal have definitely proved everybody wrong this season. So it will just depend on the window you have, to be honest. That's when you're going to know if you're serious or not. Need 90-minute Grizz. Professional and politically correct. What's going on over there? We need to start watching that. 80 plus points for the first time since 07. Bottled the league. Went from printing top of the table t-shirts to, well, can't compete with City. Story of changing goalposts and delusion extreme. Damn. What's going on there? Imagine downloading a movie on bootleg and stuck on 94%. Sheesh. This is rough. Do you get this all the time, Babs?
Oh, this is nothing, mate. This is lovely. This is, you know, we're keeping it football related for now.
They are cooking shit. Why, when we get onto the Arsenal section, they're cooking more than the Chelsea one. See, I gave enough opportunity for cooking on Chelsea, but these lot, they prefer to cook Arsenal.
I don't really feel they're cooking, though. They're just saying stuff. They're just saying it for the sake of it.
This show is called Big Six, yeah. Does this mean Tobes needs to find a new show next season? Talk to Turkey.
Hang on a minute.
Two of us.
We gave
up. People keep ignoring that Chelsea are bottom half of the table.
Yeah, but let's be honest now. Let's not be silly with that comment.
What do you mean? Let's not be silly.
You know what they mean. You don't win anything. So
yeah, but we're dealing in the present. We're dealing in the present.
You're not going to be in the top six, and you don't win anything. So why?
What have Newcastle? What have Newcastle won? They've only been in the top four once.
They're in the top six, aren't
it? Yeah, they're in the top six one season. So by default, they should be in.
That's what I'm saying. Don't bring me into this. Just argue. Just find your corner, innit? You didn't need to bring me
in the mid off.
No top side has been as bad as you've been this season.
Okay, so, but you brought me into it. I don't know why.
I didn't bring you into it. You're agreeing with the super chat, brother.
I said, well, Newcastle.
Does become a mainstay? Does it become top seven, or do we kick, or do we genuinely kick someone out of the conversation?
I think Spurs would be the first. Like, if there was a new top six.
I'd agree.
Fine. Do the show without me. See how it is.
We'll keep it in advance.
I'll be happy to chill on Mondays and Thursdays. I'll have freedom. So it's cool.
So he said at least getting in four players. That's why this summer is important towards the end of that super chat there. Big up. Arsenal binned all the other comps to challenge City and still bottle the league. Meanwhile, City on for a treble. In the grand scheme of things, Arsenal have done nothing. It's a bit harsh, but listen, you're entitled. Is Tobes going to be a part of the show next season? People are still asking this question. You know what I mean? Damn. That deluded Uncle Grizzled, elaborate. Grizzly Bear, I think he's talking to you.
We don't read these ones, man. Come on, get with the program, man.
City are the benchmark. Klopp, yet to be successful with second cycle. Chelsea legacy is Roman. No need to speak on Tottenham. Biggest threats currently to City is Arsenal and United. Both clubs will spend and have less gaps to fill. Appreciate your super chat, bro. Appreciate. And so, Bavs, what's the signings you need to hit to 95 points? You kind of already explained that with the positions. I guess two midfielders, bare minimum striker, and, of course, maybe defence as well, one defender. All right, let's go to predictions for Arsenal. City and Tottenham, there really is not much to discuss at all. This week, you haven't played at all, so we'll go through those quick as well. Arsenal versus Wolves. Bavs, what's your prediction, Bavs?
Arsenal 3, Wolves 1.
Okay, I'm going to go with a 2-0 Arsenal win. Hugh?
3-0 Arsenal.
Grizz?
3-0 Arsenal.
Okay.
We're not keeping a clean sheet. I should say, right, we're not keeping a clean sheet. No chance.
If you let Wolves score, then you ain't winning the title next year.
Bro, we ain't keeping a clean sheet. We've kept one in like 10 games. And most of them, and that's come from away from home, by the way. I'm just hoping you guys out with your table and stuff. Just give me some advice.
I'm already finished, but yeah, I have no hope. Tobes, what's your prediction?
I think 3-0 Arsenal. Wolves are pathetic away from home. I know Arsenal concede goals, but Wolves are pathetic away from home. So I'm going 3-0 Arsenal.
Okay. All right, cool. City, Hugh, there's not really much to say, is there? But you guys do play this weekend. It's a formality. You guys have got one more game, and then it's important business time after all the drinks and celebrations that Pep's been talking about. So how you feeling going into all that?
Yeah, these games are just about game management, keeping players sharp, keeping players fit, doing your best to minimize injury. We were playing hungover football last night. Like for those that drink, I know for a fact they had a right good party on Sunday night. Some of them probably went into Monday as well. So you could see it, man. They weren't too bothered. You know, Brighton did us a favour. They beat Arsenal to help us win the league. So we come in and said, listen, here's your point. Take your Europa League. Congratulations, Seagulls. But yeah, I'm not too arsed, man. I really don't care about performance. I'm just about keeping the players fit and sharp, like I said, because that week between the 3rd and the 10th of June is probably or is the biggest week in the club's history. So it's all about player management, in-game management, and getting everything right, man. Getting everything right, all the players right, all the players ready, because like I said, it's huge, but I'm looking forward to it. Not a huge amount to talk about from that Brighton game, man. Two teams that weren't too bothered. I think if Brighton wanted to put their foot in the gas more and go for the win, I think they probably could have. They're a terrific team. That Nciso goal, by the way, I got to shout it out. He's a bad man from range. And then, you know, we scored. Phil Foden scored as well. He's on fire. But yeah, man, not too much to say. Not too much to say. We're building towards that week.
We'll get your prediction in from this game away to Brentford. What's your prediction?
I think we'll want to win it because, you know, you want to go into that week off the back of a win, you know, and keep momentum going. We're still unbeaten. I don't know how many games it is now. We must be getting close to 30 or at least 25 anyway. But yeah, a win we need, I think. So I'm going to go with 3-0 City.
Okay. Grizz, what's your prediction for City?
Is it at home?
No.
Away.
I think City will pretty much change a lot of the team. I think he's going to do a mishmash of players. I think Brentford are going to want to come out on a high, end the season on a high. I think this has got the makings of another draw. They'll end the season with two draws. I'll go 1-1.
Okay, fair enough. Tobes?
I'm going to go 2-1 Man City.
Bavs, what's your prediction?
2-1 City.
Okay, I'm going to go over 2-2 just to be different. Yeah, I'm going to stick with a 2-2. And finally, Tottenham, of course, Tobes. We're back with you again. You're not going to want to say too much. You are fighting for a Conference League place, though.
Lost. 3-2-1.
No. We got about 5 minutes left.
Who did
play? Don't talk about the game. No. We're not talking about the game. We're not doing this. We've got 5 minutes left. We're just going to very quickly try to digest what's going on.
Yeah. Because you got rejected again by another
manager. Yeah. Everyday rejection.
We didn't get rejected.
Okay. Everyday rejection or selecting a manager and then falling short of actually paying for him. Like, you're going into Harrods and you're saying, okay, but I ain't got the money. And you're walking straight out. Why are you walking into Harrods? Why are you doing it?
Ask them.
What's this? He's manifesting in it.
What's this window shopping?
I'm with you. I'm with you. Ask them, bro. Ask them. I don't understand. I don't understand. You'd have thought it's the same way. It's like when they found out that there was a compensation fee and stuff, right? I'm like, surely, like, this is information that you should know. Like, were they just expecting to just rock up and steal their manager who's just won them the first league title like 20 something years? Like, it's stupid, man. It's proper stupid. It's proper stupid, man. They're an incompetent ownership group. That they're just a shambles. They've reached their sell by date years back. They're just not fit for purpose. They don't have a clue. And they're going to sink this club further and further down the table. The good managers that actually have anything about them, you would think that these bad owners are enough to deter them. And it always ends up being that's the case. But there's still interest. There's still interest for some of these managers to come and want to manage the team. But they speak to them, they interview them, and then they don't go through with whatever it takes to get their manager. If you believe that that's your guy, you do everything you can to get your guy. There's always an excuse, right? And the thing is, if I wasn't a Spurs fan, I could hear that 15 or 20 million pounds is probably a lot for Arne Slot, but you wanted him. You wanted him. You went out of your way to go and speak to him, to go and interview him. This is how much it's going to cost to get him. Go through with it. Otherwise, why are you wasting everyone's time? We're hearing that they might be going back in for Nagelsmann. For what? For what? Like, it's so stupid. If you're going to go back into discussions with Nagelsmann, you better come prepared and actually give in to some of the things that he was asking for. Otherwise, what is the point? What do they think is going to change between now and 2 weeks ago? Stupid, man. They're crap owners, man. They're rubbish owners, and they're just gonna plant. They're gonna plummet this club into the mud even further, man. So yeah.
Do you think you could end up with Ange? I'm not even trolling.
No, I don't. I actually don't think we'll get him, because I said it at the time. I think the source that reported it was Miguel Delaney. I think he's very hot and cold for transfer news. And to be honest, I don't really think the club want to hire Postecoglou. I think he's a name on the shortlist, and he's like in my opinion, a last resort option. But I don't believe the club want to go for him. And even Gary Jacob, who I think is way more credible than Miguel Delaney, even said it. Spurs consider him, right? But they're not going to go for him because of his age as well. I think he's, what, like 57 years old as well?
I was just reading, you know, few Spurs reporters or rumours and whatnot, and I heard like the names Rodgers and Potter being mentioned, and like quite favourably as well. Just wanted to get your thought. Why are you laughing at
these,
man?
Because these are the names that you mentioned.
I know. So I just want to know, I know you shied at me and like you wanted to punch me in the face and shit.
I didn't shout at you for mentioning Rodgers and Potter. I shouted at you for saying that Spurs have to get Michael Carrick and who was it, the other guy you said? Carrick and company. These are the managers. I said, no, we can. There are going to be better managers that would be interested in the Spurs gig. I wouldn't want Spurs.
I was right then.
How were you right?
Because which better managers are interested in the Spurs job?
I've just given you two or three that were interested. And where did the issue stem from? It's on our side. It's not on their side. The interest is there, bro.
We don't know.
You do know. You're just trying to.
We don't know.
It's fine. With Graham Potter, this club, if they were to hire Graham Potter, they're even more spineless and more pathetic and more cowardly than that.
Don't go anywhere.
if they hire Graham Potter. Genuinely, if they hire Graham Potter, they're cucks. They're absolutely cucks. They're cucks, honestly. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I say cuck, Google it. They are cucks if they hire Graham Potter. This guy turfed you two summers ago. It's the truth. He turfed you two summers ago, went to your ops, and
got sacked by your ops, and now you go running back to him. Like, he's a good manager. Like, if he didn't manage Chelsea, I'd be all over Graham Potter. But out of principle and pride, don't go for Graham Potter. I don't want to see any more Chelsea managers come to this club unless their name is Mauricio Pochettino. I don't want to see any more Chelsea managers. No.
Oh, what? You still take Poch back after we finish with him?
Yeah, I would. He's got unfinished. He's got unfinished business afterwards. And plus,
isn't that even more of a cut?
No, it's not. It's not, because he made his name at Spurs.
You're kind of contradicting yourself here, man.
I'm not contradicting myself. Poch is a unicorn in that respect. Poch is a unicorn. He's an exception to the rule and not the rule itself.
Yeah? Hey, listen, Super Frank might be available.
I don't want to see.
Okay, and very quickly, because we're running out of time. Very quickly, Jose Mourinho's comments.
Yeah, he's fair.
That was rude.
Fair. I'm not going to argue with his comments. I think his comments are completely fair. He got sacked a couple of days before a cup final that he got his team into. He was managing our team when it was COVID. So the majority of his stint, there were no fans in the ground. And he didn't really get what he wanted from Daniel Levy. So I have no issues with Jose saying he feels no connection to the club. I think it's perfectly valid. I think he's fair, and I think he's bang on with his comments. He was still a crap manager for Spurs and deserved to be sacked. But in terms of his feeling towards the club, why would I expect him to say anything less? I think it's perfectly fair.
Good luck next season, brother.
Yeah, do you know what?
That's what I'm saying. Good luck next season.
We're never going to get a happy Tobes on this show, I've realised.
I don't think we are now, that's it.
We'll see. Depends on who we get as our manager, we'll see.
I think you're done.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think it's a long day.
I think top four is, like, you're struggling for at least a few years to get back in the top four.
Probably. We'll see. Probably.
All right, let's get predictions. Tobes, I'll start with you.
3-2 to Leeds.
Jesus Christ. Do you know what? They need to win. If Leeds, we haven't spoken about relegation, that is the only thing on the line. If Leeds want to stay up, they absolutely have to beat Tottenham. So I'm sure they'll probably will.
That's shit though, so, but yeah.
Yeah. Babs, what's your prediction, bro?
Where's the game? Oh, no, it's something, right? Yeah, I'll go for Leeds one as well, because they need to stay up. So 2-1.
Okay, I'm gonna actually go over Leeds win as well. I think they're gonna force it. I'm gonna go over 2-1 as well. Hugh,
2-0 Leeds.
Jesus, Grizz gonna make it a landslide.
Yeah, 2-1.
Jesus, there we are. Okay, well, that's it. All predictions are in. Turkish, I'm sure, will send me an identical copy of mine in a few minutes once the show is off.
No,
guys, let me quickly read out this last super chat. See, me just check it. Okay, right. Grizz, confirmed by this journalist here that Jude Bellingham is joining Real Madrid for 100 million plus add-ons. Will sign a 6-year contract. I don't know.
Thanks for the super chat. Thanks for the information.
Nothing more?
He chose Madrid. Fair play to him, mate.
Are you going to get a Real Madrid shirt, Grizz?
I think me and Steve both have to wear a Real Madrid shirt.
Bellingham on the back.
We'll get you one for New York.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant. You got to wear it in New York one
time.
That
would be really good.
I will be there.
I will be there too.
Damn.
Hey, Jude.
Oh, well, guys, we're going to wrap up. It's a little bit shorter than usual, but you have to understand. Listen, we've been banging out 2 shows a week, 2 hours long, every single show. Mandem are tired. Tobes is falling asleep. Me and Grizz, we didn't get great seasons either. It's tough. It's a long day for us. Only Hugh is really happy on this panel right now. It's not easy. So you have to forgive us. We need our rest. But make sure you smash up the likes. Make sure you subscribe. We'll be back on Monday, and then it will go to 1 show a week over the summer break, because obviously we're going through transfers. But we've got Champions League finals to come, FA Cup final to come as well. So yeah, keep an eye on the schedule and whatnot. Make sure you follow the Instagram if you're not already, and we will see you guys on Monday. Big up your damn selves in a bit, people. Peace.